The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
Hide your sons and rebellious teenage goth daughters. The Voice and Poncho are on the prowl.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. This is episode 15, taped for you on Monday, June 4th, 2012. Poncho, welcome back from the beach.
From the beautiful beaches of southern New Jersey, Tools. I've bronzed to a wonderful little hue here. I see you're still working a little pale with the hair piece there, a lot like Wheeler with the grease comb over going. Show 15 regardless. Moving on, brother.
Yeah, everybody, there was a lot on Twitter about your vacation. I mean, you were watching Rome. What do you call them?
Rom-coms. Got stuck one in one for a little bit, Tools. I'll admit it on the air.
Okay, a couple. We'll have some rom-com talk later.
A man, strong, enormous, with brawn.
Okay, let's get right into the story of the day. Chase Utley is on a plane right now. He's heading down to Clearwater. I mean, is he getting close?
Chase Utley's going down to play a little baseball, Tools. What we're paying him for, what we've loved him for, he's going to play a little baseball in Clearwater. Let me throw something at you. Before you get too excited like you usually do, Wheeler, I'll knock the glasses right off your face. This guy, my 86-year-old grandma, came to my Memorial Day picnic last week. He was playing some baseball, Tools. So don't get too excited here. Just because he's playing does not mean he's ready to come back to the major leagues.
So do you feel, I mean, what do you think, a month out?
Utley plays less than 25 ball games this year. There it is. Did I ruin your day, Tools? Less than 25 this year. Call us up, 717-455-7164, Voice of Poncho, Amoebas of All Media, if you're challenging me.
25 games. I'm hoping they get a little more out of him. I mean,
but Tools, he's not back until what, end of the month? Let's be realistic.
End of the month would be nice. End of July? It would probably be more realistic.
Okay, so you're talking what, a month and a half, almost 2 months of baseball, possible, 50 games maybe. You think he's going to play more than half of those games?
No.
No way. I just proved my point. I'm a beautiful, wonderful genius, an NWA, on the streets, fist fighting, chains and all, big boots, Timberland, stomping through you.
All right. He's convincing, but I don't know.
Another injury.
Roy Halladay. Not pretty, not pretty. This is the number one. This is the big dog of the Phillies going down. Mm-hmm. Can you see anything positive in this?
Tools, even with all the garbage lineups we've thrown out this year, the unknowns with all the injuries, we always had the doc to rely on. Now, we don't. It's obvious he's been hurt all year. We've seen him in the hot weather. Looked like you at my picnic 3 weeks ago, passed out, weird purple color, holding an M64. However, Halladay, he looks the same when he takes an outing anymore. He doesn't look like himself. He's obviously hurt 6 to 8 weeks, Tools. Yeah, right.
Well, one thing that I will explain to our listeners out there is there's a little provision in Roy Halladay's contract which says he needs to pitch 230 innings in 2012 mm-hmm. and 2013, okay? Mm-hmm. This is going to affect him greatly. He's not going to get that average. He's not going to hit that whatever amount of innings a year he has. That means this voids a $25 million year off his contract. That means he's only going to be a Philly one more year.
Sometimes you blow my mind, Tools. Most of the other times, not. However, here you're right on. Nice little point there. Folks, don't listen to DNL all the time. Stay away from Rosenthal, Gammons. Voice and Poncho gives you what you need. A lot of people are forgetting that vest part of his contract. He's got to pitch those innings, and he's not going to do it. He's not going to be back in 6 weeks, Tools. You're dreaming like usual. So that's a big factor. Wonderful little piece you threw out there for the little monsters of the Amoebas of All Media.
Now that everybody, I got your ear, I'm going to tell you another little thing. You listen to these other places, they're throwing out, trade Cliff Lee, trade Cliff Lee. Does anyone understand that Cliff Lee has a no-trade clause in his contract? Just trade him. Where's he going to go? I mean, what's he going to accept? That means you have maybe three teams that you can trade to. That diminishes his value. You're not trading Cliff Lee. The radio show people that come on and say you're trading Cliff Lee have no clue what they're talking
they're
about.
They're clueless, and we're not, obviously. Boom. 1-2 punch from The Voice here on show 15. Nice little nugget you threw out there once again. But one of these three tools, they got to go. Are we going to pay $70, $80 million for three pitchers? So Hamels, Lee, or Halliday? Take your pick, brother. One of them goes one way or another.
Nope. What?
$80 million in pitchers. Pittsburgh pays $6 million for the whole team.
You pay that next year. For 1 year, you will pay that $80 million because Halliday will then be off. Then you have to get Hamels under contract, and then you're paying him and Lee the big money. Then you're down to only paying two pitchers, the big money. That's all you can afford.
What happens when Rorubo Retardo Amaro realizes at the end of the season Chase Utley is shot? He's going to need a bat, Tools. We're not sticking with these three pitchers and all of our cap. We need a bat, and we need it badly, especially when your boy realizes Utley's shot.
So, best case scenario, this is what's going to happen. You're going to sign Hamels later on in a couple months, okay? And you will trade for a bat. Both Howard and Utley come back healthy in, let's say, mid-August. You get on a hot streak. That's what you got to hope for. Odds of that are slim and far between, but everybody, I'm telling you, that's what you got to hope for.
This is a Dreamers episode, but we'd love to see it too, Tools. You're usually in the clouds. If we could just get into something real quick before we move on to the Sixers.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Sixers. Before we get to that, however, wanted to mention something to you. Thursday, folks, all of our listeners, listen up. Thursday, I'm informing Tolls here. I'm headed to the beach. I'll be back over next weekend. Oh my gosh, the Phillies are playing so incredible. They're playing so incredible. I told you they're going to lose 2 out of 3 to the Marlins. What'd they do?
They lost 2 out of 3.
They lost 2 out of 3. Listen to this guy, and you'll be straight for life.
But they're only 3.5 games out. I mean, you act like it.
What place are they in?
I don't want to get in this argument every week. They're in last place.
They're in last place.
Yes.
Wait, they belong there. They stink. They're terrible.
They don't stink. It's the strongest division in baseball.
So, I'll say that, but they're also in last place. I don't care who they're playing with. Put the 84 Tigers out there. Put Major League Charlie Sheen, Willie Mays Hayes from the 89 movie. There's no way this division's that good.
All right.
Sixers.
Let's get on to the Sixers. What are we going to do to fix this team for next year? What are we going to do?
Just like it did on the court, a lot is going to lean on Iguodala. What's going to happen to Iguodala? Are we going to keep overpaying this guy, or are we going to move him, get a legit score, and be a contender?
One thing you do have to agree with, his trade value has not been this high in years. A lot of people have the visions of him standing on the scorer's table, mm-hmm. The Sixers going, you know, pretty far in the playoffs. Now is the time to trade him. I don't know, though. What can you get for him? What's the deal? Is there an obvious deal out there?
Not a heavy free agent market, Tools. That's the problem. We're looking at Gasol. He's old and a stiff. He's a guy you take for a one run at the title when this team's setting up for a decade of wonderfulness and bliss, sort of like my 20s and 30s, Tools. It's been everything gorgeous. But, yeah, you always want to make sure that you're not just going for one stab at the title and Gasol's that guy. Bynum, I like. Give me him for 10 years.
Okay. 10? What are you? 10 years, you're nuts.
Okay, how old is he? He's like 24 years old. He's a baby. He came to the majors, a big-time basketball, when he was like 14 years old.
Okay, to blow everything up, you might have to do this clause, which is the amnesty clause, which is for Elton Brand. Everybody keeps saying, well, amnesty Elton Brand. Okay, he's owed $18 million. If you amnesty Elton Brand, you can take that $18 million off your salary cap. But the team still pays him $18 million.
Right.
They're not just going to amnesty him for no reason. The only reason you amnesty Elton Brand is if you get Bynum or Howard in a package deal,
right,
and you need to clear up this cap space.
I'll tell you what, I wouldn't go much further than those two guys right there, because you're not going to pay $18 million to bring someone in that's going to play like Brand, like this Chris Humphries guy. What'd he do? He poked Kim Kardashian and ended up marrying her. Wonderful guy. I worship him. However, he got divorced quickly, and he's not much of a basketball player. He'll give you 12-8. No thanks. That's what Brand gives us. So, yeah, you're right on. Unless we get Howard, unless we get a Bynum, I'm not really convinced with paying this guy and not having him here.
Okay, so we're leaning toward trading Iguodala. Only Amnesty and Brand if you can do some exceptional deal. But this team, what is it based around? What do they have to build around, Poncho?
E.T., Phone Home, and Drew Holiday. This backcourt tools, this is legit. I mean, E.T. has shown a little inconsistency. However, Holiday proves that he's not afraid to take that shot, Tools. He's going in and going in deep. Unlike you, ninth grade prom, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to get something. You left walking on your own, beer sport all over your head by the thugs and the cool guys.
All right, so you're going to build around the backcourt, but you have a little scoop for us, don't you? You have a little scoop on Lou Williams.
I got a really, really deep, legit insider on this.
Give it to the listeners.
Lou Williams, end your speculation. I know it's keeping you up nights, Tools. Lou Williams is not coming back. I got an insider in the locker room, told me, asked Lou straight up, said, hey, you coming back to Philly? As we know, Lou has a player option for next year. He told my insider, no, I'll opt out of the contract, so no worry about a trade. He's going one way or the other.
Okay, so write it down. You've heard it here on The Voice and Poncho. Mm-hmm. Lou Williams will not be a Sixer next year. Well, that'll save some money off the cap.
I was just going to say that, Tools. Are you reading my mind, or are you over there thinking about something scantily clad down at Rehoboth? But another angry piece on my mind for today. Probably the first one. I'm in a wonderful mood after that beach trip. Your boy, in the middle, 00. His play is worse than his number. Spencer Flores, get out of town. I'm getting angry.
Okay. There is a chance that they're going to sign Spencer Flores.
Don't. Oh, I will walk right out of the studio. I'll dump this mic right in your... Okay, all right.
Calm down.
All right, shoot the listener straight, though.
Spencer Flores could be re-signed. I mean, if they do not get a deal done for a big man, they're going to sign him again. You know what I have flashbacks of? Kenny Thomas.
Oh, maybe even worse. No, not worse. Worse. Holes is terrible. He is the worst center in the league. He's softer than the softy goop that thing Slimer was made out of on Ghostbusters. Stinks terrible. I beat him down 3 times in one night.
All right. I don't even know why we bring his name up because you... Okay.
Then move on.
Okay. That was our Sixer segment. Time to talk some other stuff. We'll see you on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is time for one of the most popular segments, Poncho. This is where we complain about our women.
Yes, it's growing larger. I'm accustomed to that feeling. This segment is really big time, Voice and Poncho. But first and foremost, disclaimer, ladies, we do love you and respect you. However, lay it down, boys.
Okay, I'm going to draw a scenario for you. I'm going to paint a mental picture. You tell your wife early on in the night, hey, let's watch a movie later on. Oh, okay.
In-house.
In-house movie. Let's watch it around 7. Okay, I got to take my makeup off, whatever. What time do you think she's down there? First off, she's down there 7:30, 7:45.
You're lucky.
You're already up. Okay, so you sit down. My initial thing is, let's go to Netflix for the free movie.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Do you ever...
Great selection there, Tools.
Yeah, oh, great. You can never compromise. Well, I was thinking about this movie. No.
Yeah, March of the Penguins. It's supposed to have a great narrator.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about Die Hard 1 again. Let's watch Die Hard 1.
No, Bruce Willis never gets old. Who wouldn't think that?
So then you can't agree on the Netflix movie. So you go to the iTunes, you go to the Apple TV. Now you're paying for a movie, okay? She's saying, I want The Walk with the Elephants. I'm like, what?
God forbid, Tools, that you ever end up picking one that you like. If you are the one that trumps out for once and is victorious, you're sitting there, you're on the edge of your seat loving the movie. It's wonderful. Guns, ladies, racks, strange everywhere. However you look over, she's about to strangle. Guess what? I got something for you. I'll strangle you out. I'll watch myself.
My problem with these romantic comedies is... the women believe them. That is the problem with these movies. This man wants to make love to me at all the time and be romantic. Who believes this stuff? How do they believe the crap that's in this romantic comedy?
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, we just made love, but we're so in love. Let's go back for another one. Yeah. It was wonderful. Great. We felt so close and talked. 2 to 4 times a week, you won't even give it when I beg it. Get out of here.
First off, newsflash, women. Matthew McConaughey has probably a 3-inch wang.
Seriously, come on. His shirt's off, but wait till you get down low and feel it. It's nothing. The Thunder's here with Poncho!
So, picking movies with women just frustrates us to no end. It's like getting a root canal without Novocaine. There's the rare movie. And the blockbuster success movies are the movies where a man and a woman look at each other and say, let's go see it.
Of course. Yeah. If only that sweet serendipity would occur more with the Poncho here, the nudist from the southern beaches of New Jersey back in town to put these ladies straight. Tools, we're never happy, it seems, about them.
Let's talk about listeners. This is something that gets
us
fired
up. Let's
move on. Let's talk about listeners.
We also love the listeners, Tools. This mob, this horde of monsters that loves the voice and Poncho is growing. Let's just get to a few. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let's call them out.
New listeners. Okay. William Small at TechieGuy29. Hey, guy. Small, we're not totally on board with that, but we like you listening. Shannon at SDiller27. Tools, anything on him?
Not too much, but one thing, his woman drives him.
Book says he won't drive much. We got some serious news here. Old original listener, Tools. I don't even know if you know this yet. At Wiss Inc. We were forced to block him. It was demerit after demerit for this gentleman, and we just had to shut him off the feed.
Okay, there's like three rules on the voice and Poncho, and Wiss Inc., our faithful listener, broke one of those rules. So he was on suspension, and what we do, this is similar to American Idol, there's going to be a vote from all the voice and Poncho listeners if he is allowed back in the feed.
Yeah.
He's confused. He doesn't know what's going on. He's missing out on news. He's not in the feed anymore. Should we allow him back?
We had no choice, though, Tools. We had to lower the boom on this fella. You should have saw some of the content he was posting. We're glad you didn't if you didn't. And now you won't. You're blocked. Okay. Let's move on, though, Tools. There's something really important also on the Twitter feed here. How about this? We're not okay with frauds. Right?
Never were. We keep it real. We keep it real on the voice.
Twitter, fraud of a lifetime. Michael Vick, don't care about your handle. We're not passing it out because you stink. On Twitter, that is. Have a blessed day. Every morning, Tools. Have a blessed day. Bless that labradoodle you punished back in 2009. Anyway, you're not saying all that stuff. Also, he faked tweets. We know that.
No. Let me, listeners, one thing we do not appreciate on Twitter is when we are sold to like a bunch of idiots. Mike Vick is a sellout. Explain the tweets with his trainer this week.
Okay. Wednesday, May 33rd. Okay. Last week, Mike Vick, about 2:35 p.m., tweets to his personal trainer. How conveniently. What's the details on that supplement? And then his trainer answers back, so everyone on the feed sees it. Okay, how about this? Why would you be asking your trainer, your personal trainer, who's probably in your home most of the time, over Twitter what the basics are of a supplement? You're a fraud. 2 hits for your brother this year, guaranteed with the Eagles. Me hitting you, you hitting the floor, Vic, back!
Okay, now, let's talk about somebody who does not have his PR staff controlling his Twitter feed, which... Somebody take over. Somebody talk to this guy. DeSean Jackson, he tweeted something very interesting last week. What was it?
Cause for concern here. Tweets a picture of himself conveniently positioned next to...
No. It was Tupac.
Right. Tweets a picture of Tupac. I apologize. Next to Osama bin Laden. They're both just having a good time.
Shaking hands.
What does that mean?
Why would you tweet a picture of Osama bin Laden and Tupac?
Is that funny?
I don't understand.
I'm a patriot. We're patriots here today. Always. How could you possibly do this? D-Jax, I'll knock your lights out if I ever see anything like that again on Twitter.
Listen, the voice and Poncho have the least morals out of any people in the world. But you don't tweet a picture of bin Laden with a smile. Just let it go. Stop.
Right. Also, Antoine Davis, former Eagles flop. Remember, we picked him like 10th or something.
Yeah, it was the worst.
Offensive line. Huge little fellow when he was here, 380 whatever pounds. Now he tweets all the time, all these health tips, a picture of himself superimposed in some shorts, looks about 290 still. He's like, oh, stop drinking soda. I used to drink 10 to 12 sodas a day. We draft this guy, Tools. 10 to 12 sodas a day he was drinking.
I can't believe we're spending even a minute talking about Anton Davis. I don't even know how that slipped in the outline. Who wrote that?
I'm furious with this cat. I'll knock the Figo right out of him if he's still drinking it.
Okay, relax about Anton Davis. But yeah,
Twitter. My pick, Twitter, my draft pick. That's all I'm saying.
Twitter is a valuable resource for The Voice and Poncho. And we see more tweets than the average. We're following more in the fake selling tweets.
Just Vic, stop it.
Vic has a $100 million contract. I know he's out of bankruptcy now. Stop these tweets, please.
Yeah, we don't appreciate that. Just be real with us. We're real, Tools. Our feeds are real. Hack-proof. We always have mentioned this before. At The Voice Poncho, we are hack-proof. Everything's real on there, Tools. Download us off iTunes. Go to our website, thevoiceponcho.com, and we're on Facebook. The beautiful specimens, the amoebas, the single-celled, wandering-eyed amoebas of all media.
Okay, what's the website again?
Thevoiceponcho.com.
Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to go to our final segment. We're going to talk a little Eagles, give a little Flavor Flub. We'll get into it on the other side. And now it is time to talk some Eagles here, Poncho. We have a good segment here for all of our listeners. There wasn't much Eagles news this week. There was an interview. What happened?
Not much on the field. Off the field, however, a little fireworks in the studio. 94 WIP's Anthony Gargano having a one-on-one personal about the birds and bees with Michael Vick. Got a little ugly, Tools.
What we're going to do right now is, you've heard this clip and you're probably thinking, you know, there's not much to that. We're going to break this clip down for you. And there's two issues we have in this clip, actually with both the player and interviewer. But it's going to sum up what The Voice and Poncho, what the biggest issue we have with the Eagles this year. So we're going to play the clip and we're going to break it down, dissect it.
Will you look to maybe throw the ball away a little bit more, not get his hit as much? Will you try to adapt in that way?
You say not get his hit as much. I mean, how can I play the game and not get hit as much?
Okay, Michael Vick, this is how you can play the game and not get hit as much. I know you don't think there is any other way to play. How about when, you know, you go through your first progression, second progression, third progression, there's nothing there, there's nothing down the field, throw the ball away.
Hey, your question there, Vic, has been tried to be answered many times and has been asked several times by all of your coaches throughout your life. You just won't listen. And Gargano's laughing like it's funny. It's not funny. The guy don't listen. That's why we're stuck in mediocrity.
Okay, we're going to continue on with the clip and show you some more issues.
No, well, you know, get rid of maybe not hold on to the ball as much. All right, as long, I should say.
I mean, really, for me to answer that question, you got to be done playing the game of football.
No. Michael Vick, to answer that question, we do not have to play the game of football. We can look and we can see that the biggest issue you have is decision-making. And now you won't even accept that that's what you need to do to become an elite quarterback.
Tools, nothing irons this guy right here, the brawny boy with the major league home run hitting gear, than when a player cops out. Oh, you've had to have played a game to understand. Guess what, bro? No, we're seeing what you're doing, and you're doing it wrong. Hey, and by the way, let us, the Peabodys, remind you, you were behind bars 3 years ago. Now you got $100 million thanks to The Voice and Poncho's little piece of scratch we're putting your way.
Okay, so now what happens when you have a player like this who is not willing to learn and become better? He puts it back on you. He starts blaming you.
Defense
it. Now let's listen.
You know what I'm saying. As far as...
I mean, I know what you're saying, but I mean, you're saying not go through my progressions and...
No.
No, Michael Vick, no one ever said don't go through your progressions. What we said is sometimes don't try to get an extra 3 yards. Just run out of bounds so you don't take the big hit.
Like he goes through his progressions anyway, Tools. Don't act like you're Marino, Manning, or Brady here, brother. You take one look at Macklin or D-Jax and then you take off. So don't act like you're this genius in the pocket. You've always gone too soon. You know the deal with going too soon, Tools.
Okay, so Gargano, he's asking the right questions right now. I do not fault him. This is the issue that needs to be addressed with Vic.
Right.
He's asking them nicely. So what does he do?
He cowers. Stick in for the answer, Gargano.
This is the problem we have with the lamestream mainstream media. Gargano, stay at him here.
You're going to do what you're going to do. No, you're going to do what you're going to do, and that's a good thing. But my point is that when there are times when you want to try to help, you know, maybe not, because one of the things that you'll always do is that you'll do whatever you can to make a play.
Okay, here's the kiss buddy, and we're not saying, hey, yeah, Vic, yes, yeah. You need to do this. Let's listen to the kiss buddy.
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
And will you try to, you know, at times maybe not try to do as much?
Yeah, I mean, maybe running the ball, but one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to play this game being complacent, being hesitant.
Who has ever suggested to Mike Vick to play the game hesitant or complacent? When
no
did
one.
Anybody ever say that?
This guy's on a full-blown attack now, and Gargano claims to be this, you know, this bro. Hey, what's up, cuz? I'm hard. Come to the Voice of Poncho. Stay away from WIP and Paisans like this wimp. We ask the questions and get answers.
Okay, let's listen to the final kiss butt segment.
You know, I'm going to play aggressive, you know, and that doesn't mean I have to play aggressive physically, but... You know, as far as, you know, in the pocket, you know, just being disciplined to sum it all up.
Yeah, well, that's the right word for it.
Okay, well, you didn't say that.
Well, you know, I thought you understand that.
I can't read mine. You know,
if you were next to me, like when we were doing the show, you would have got it. But
okay, Gargano, thanks for really finishing strong there. Thanks for making the point that the whole media and everybody that sees Vic knows that if he, at this point in his career, is not willing to change, we're just going to have to hope that this offense and defense are so dominant that we win despite of them.
And listen to Victor, Tools. I can't read minds. Well, you know what, brother? If you want to be street and hood, get out of the NovaCare Center. Get out of the lake. We don't need you.
And now it is time for our favorite segment of the week, Flavor Flub.
Yummy, yummy. Love me some Flavor Flubby, Tools. Give
me
your flavor. You got one?
I got the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Chooch. Carlos Ruiz leading the league in hitting. If he doesn't start in the All-Star game, if Molina starts over him, it is a crime. Mm-hmm. My flavor is Carlos Ruiz.
Love it. I love everything about it. The big burrito, that's a wonderful choice. I got a flub. I don't want to bring it down too much. Can I lay it right now?
Lay it on me.
Okay. This lame stream, as you called it correctly, media. WIP, Comcast Sportsnet. Okay, you're lame as it gets. Voice and Poncho. Another reason to listen to us, Tools, on top of our bravado and manlyhood. Ever see these DNL ladies? Ever see D-Line?
Oh, yeah.
They look like barbecue grills, portly, and then up top, they look like a piece of ground chuck. We want to look at something nice. So stick with us, Voice and Poncho. There's your flub. All that lamestream media.
They are kind of lame. Gargano, he was asking the right questions, but he didn't have the cojones. I mean, Glenn McNair, he's always talking about.
I know everything.
I can't stand that fella.
Yeah, I know how to cook. I know how to grill. I know beer. Everything I know is cool. I don't think he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't want to make my life after him. Okay, he's not that cool.
But cool is us, obviously. Go to the website, thevoiceponcho.com. It's a www address. Because we run this world.
Okay, we were remiss last week in mentioning our intro. We had an awesome intro at MonkeyMan129.
Mr. Seth, that pumped everybody up. We love that intro. We appreciated it. We know the work you put into it. Well deserved that we just give you the shout out right now. Thank you, sir.
Okay, we are sorry for the Monday release of the show, but I'm sure you'll still appreciate everybody. We'll see you next week.
Mm-hmm. Back for 16.
You cannot approach. But the danger light is blinking. A self-destruct button is activated when I'm thinking. This is a tribulation. The weak